Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
We're back.
We are back. Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung.
And I hate the Spurs.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry will prevail. We know.
No, you know, and they only, they have to go, in the last 11 games, I think they have to go 9-2 to break the record for the most wins in a season.
All right, well.
So that's very doable. And, you know, it was San Antonio hasn't lost at home, and the Warriors haven't lost at home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
God, he's only 28. All right. Speaking of that, oh my God, we did have some good news, Schadenfreude type of news about City College and that FACACTA accreditation scam.
The accreditation agency that tried to destroy City College and that has been roundly criticized, lost in court, and yet is still somehow hanging around. It looks like they're going to go out of business because...
They're like Jason from the horror movie.
I know, but yeah, it looks like they're finally getting their comeuppance. The group of all of the presidents and chancellors of all of the community colleges in California met last week and voted by 90% to get rid of them. And on Monday, tomorrow, this is going before the Board of Governors of the community college districts in California, in Sacramento, and those guys are going to vote to get rid of them. So, you know, Barbara Bino, who, you know, testified in that trial, she's going to be out.
Yeah. And, there's lots to be said about her and her ilk. But, you know, she got away with it because people let her get away with it. And, you know, there is that Western, you know, there's still imperfections. I'm glad that this has been... revealed, and I don't like the price that our city college has paid for her malfeasance out of Harry Potter too, isn't she?
Like, yes.
But you know, it really is serious. So I'm glad they all stood up, but now it's going to be up to them too, and our trustees and the for City College, you know, to be more aggressive.
Yep.
Whether it's in their nature or not, I think you need
Well, no, everybody was afraid of the ACCJC, and they didn't want to fight back.
Every bully, right.
Everyone was afraid of them, and now, you know, 3 years later, it turns out that everybody agrees they're a rogue agency that's got to be shut down.
Rogue.
And I just wish that, you know, that we could somehow sue them for the money that they've cost City College.
Well, and the enrollment, too.
Right, that's why. I mean, they drove down the enrollment at City College. It's cost the school millions and millions of dollars, and, you know, and now we're never going to get that back because of these people.
It's true, but, you know, they still have enough money to give the teachers a decent wage.
And absolutely. And they need
their heads up their asses about that.
And they have to.
Speaking of heads up the ass, the DCCC, again, a worldwide global fight. Everybody seems to have a winner or a loser in mind. And I think they're missing. I didn't enjoy the column in the Examiner. You know, nothing personal against the writer, but I expected more. It seemed just more like a snarky piece and, one-sided about the sponsor of the resolution, the burning man girl. And, you know, it was a very complicated issue, and there's a context. And anyway, it's not the end of the world, but I thought it was rather simplistic.
No, the context is that this was a measure that all of the real estate people, the allies of Mary Jung, the chair, who's also the chief lobbyist for the Board of Realtors, they all voted in lockstep in favor of this because it would have made it harder for the progressives to take back the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it was a scam, a three-card Monty. Give me a fucking break here. We're not naive.
That's what the sponsor of the resolution wanted or not, that would have been the outcome. And that's why. Otherwise, why would all of the conservative real estate people have voted for it?
You know what Mel Brooks always said? It stinks on ice. It stinks on ice, I tell you, Sylvia. And I'm so excited. I thought I was going to be bored, but it looks like the mayor's race has started.
Started already.
Lame duck. and now he's in Brazil. Is he going to bring back the Zika virus? What the hell is he doing there? Somebody said he wants to meet Latinos. Go to the mission. And his approval, but you know,
his approval rating is tanking, as we knew.
Well,
it
remember
would.
Willie Brown went down to like 39 or 30.
I know.
You know, it's kind of
but look what happened too. When Willie Brown's approval rating was that low, the progressives took over the Board of Supervisors.
The idea of the mayor's race, I know, is percolating already. It would by normal standards, you know, a lame duck mayor. la la la. But just it started even earlier. And you know, I mean, I'm just going to go on record. I mean, I want a progressive mayor. I want a mayor that mostly agrees with me. And if they don't, that there's a conversation, yep. not just a shutout. And you know, I got to say this, he's probably going to kill me. But, you know, I think it's someone like David Campos. I think he's the right age. I think, you know, if you're going to do identity, he's Latino and he's gay. But mostly he's been transformative on the board. Whether you like him or not, he hasn't dicked around with people should be nude. And no, you know, he's had some very nationally recognized legislation. I think, you know, the guy has chutzpah.
And a piece coming up this week on Thursday, the board committee will vote on his resolution to declare a state of emergency on homelessness.
Yeah, and I heard, you know, since it's gossip, I'm not going to repeat it. Well, you can listen when it's just me, and we'll have a big gossip thing. No, you know, that there are some supervisors who are grousing behind the scenes about it, you know, who are in support. So we'll see how that morphs. You know, I'm always a little bit worried. But anyway, David can take a hit, and that's another thing that's important. It reminds me of Milt that way, you know.
Yep, and that's, you know, it's 3 years away, but it's a fast 3 years.
It's five minutes. Yep. Unfortunately, Bart continues to be as dysfunctional and as annoying. You know, they're bad on labor. They're terrible on the police. The Bart police, you know, for years and years and years, they make big salaries. You know, the head, was it Duggar who not only retired with $350,000 in the bank plus another severance pay? And in the meantime, you know, they are besotted by all these issues. And I do remember during the strike that what was stated was this is about safety. That, you know, we're getting trashed by Steve Glazer, you know, and all the other assholes. But this is really about safety. And people said, yeah, and the negotiations. And then the next day, two men died.
Because of the safety.
There was a trainer thing. So thoroughly disgusting. I remember I was on the MTC, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, and they used to show up like, you know, their shit smelt like Christmas, you know, Bart. And in the meantime, when it came to any kind of really good social justice policies, but just efficiency.
Keep the trains rolling on the tracks. Yeah.
Speaking of off tracks, CDC, finally, the gay blood people have now said to doctors, you know, when you do your screening for opioids, you don't have to do marijuana anymore. That was part of the test. They finally caught up to the present century, said, you know, first of all, that test is expensive. A lot of times it's inconclusive. And well, wouldn't you know it? It looks like marijuana actually might save people from overdosing. So, you know, a little enlightenment. Here we are.
Well, we've gone through all of our topics.
No, zebras.
You didn't get to the zebras.
No, there's zebras. I just read that there's zebras running around Oakland, you know, because they escaped from the zoo. And I remember when I first got here, I think it was 1963, I took the El Taravel, all rickety and drafty, all the way to the last stop to check out, you know, and the zoo there. And I finally got a job around there, too. Anyway, I'm looking out, you know, at this cold and foggy. Where is the ocean? Wet. And there's an ostrich loping down Great Highway. And I thought, well, welcome to San Francisco. I'm gay. Maybe I'm a milliner. You know, I could chase it and go. And that started my hat business. I don't know. All right.
Well, you've been listening to the Tom and Tim Show, zebras, ostriches, the DCCC, and so much more. And we will be back next week.